In the AI community corner, the focus remains heavily on performance benchmarks and deep technical integration. Over on r/QNAI, users are pushing these models to their limits. One discussion highlighted an impressive setup using an NVIDIA Spark GX10 with 128 gigs of unified memory. Users reported achieving extremely high token generation rates, like 55 tokens per second using QN3, 635B in various quantization formats, noting that perfil speed is a major strength on the hardware. Another thread explored advanced agentic coding tasks and experimenting with large, quantized mixture of experts' models. In terms of access, there's continued discussion about obtaining pay-as-you-go API keys for services like QN3. 7 Plus, pointing users toward setting up accounts through Alibaba Cloud or utilizing temporary token credits for testing. Shifting gears to r/SEO. The conversation here serves as a reminder that while AI is advancing rapidly, foundational marketing principles remain essential. One highly upvoted post emphasized that SEO's value isn't diminishing. Rather, properly executing it remains the strongest foundation of online success, because leads and sales still require discoverability in search results. Experienced users are advising newcomers to deepen their understanding beyond just technical implementation, stressing the importance of integrating core business fundamentals with SEO strategy, regardless of how crowded or obsolete the field might feel right now. Finally, moving into the visual generation space on r/StableDiffusion. Advanced workflows continue to define the trend. Users demonstrated powerful image-to-video capabilities using tools like LTX2.3, showing impressive consistency when generating animated sequences from initial frame inputs. We also saw a major development with TeleStyle V2, an open-sourced model that claims to match TARP performance for style transfer tasks and is being adopted across various popular models like QNEdit. On the utility front, there was exciting news about releasing weights for tools that can extract clean albedo maps from photos containing complex shadows. The key technical advice shared here reminded the community that when training custom styles or low RAs, paying meticulous attention to captioning and data quality is crucial. The classic principle of garbage in leads directly to garbage out.